Blackstone Publishing presents Masks of Ash by Adrian J. Smith. This book is read by Raphael Corkill. Expect anything from anyone. The devil was once an angel. Drake Graham. For all the people that risked their lives during the COVID-19 pandemic, the police, ambulance, nurses, doctors, hospital staff, supermarket staff, border workers, airline staff, government employees, and the countless others that kept us safe. A huge thank you. To my fellow New Zealanders, we were the team of 5 million. We stood together. We stood proud. Thank you. Prologue. Near Erfurt, East Germany, October 1977. Feldwebel Milo Ragela stared across the dimly lit card table at the man he had to kill. He didn't want to do it, if he had any choice. But choice, in his line of work, was hard to come by. As a Stasi, East Germany secret police agent, Milo followed orders. Choice was a foreign concept reserved for those who lived free. Over the last few months, Milo had grown to like the man he was playing cards with, even to respect him. Felix was a fighter, a survivor, a man of intellect and guile, strategic and pragmatic. He had to be, in his business smuggling contraband into East Germany and citizens out. To say that his lifestyle was dangerous was an understatement, and inevitably, that was why Milo was here. Milo glanced at the cards and contemplated his next move. It had become obvious a few turns ago that he was going to lose yet another round of scat to his two opponents. He tossed in the 10 of clubs. Felix chuckled and took his winnings off the table. To make things interesting, they were making bids with contraband cigarettes and whiskey from the West. The other player, a woman named Clara, cursed and threw her cards down. She jumped up, muttered something, and walked across the basement floor. Odors were thick down here, earthy, mixed with stale sweat, nicotine smoke, ammonia, and alcohol.
Good game, Felix.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?